We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. I don't want to brag, but like I'm getting kind of good at this whole setup thing with the arm. Okay. It's definitely an improvement from 2 weeks ago. Anyway, hope you guys are having a great day. It's Thursday when I'm recording it, which is my normal podcast recording day. So that's been super fun to record this today. I'm actually exhausted today. And I don't know why. I slept so well last night. And I just woke up like a complete sloth today. I went to spin class this morning hoping it would turn my spirits around. And it definitely did. But I'm still just really tired today. But it felt good to work out. Which is fitting because that's the entire episode that we're talking about today, is how to stay consistent in a workout routine. And I love episodes like this. I feel like I've done so many similar ones in the past, but you can always do a refresh. And honestly, like when you have a podcast for what, over 3 years, I feel like you're bound to talk about similar topics. So yeah, for any new listeners out there, old listeners, maybe you want a nostalgic feel, I'm very excited to talk about this topic today. Before we get into it, there's a couple of things that, of course, I want to chat about. Number one is I finished a new book this week. I haven't talked about books in a really long time on Manifest. I actually made a whole reading episode a couple episodes back, if you guys want to listen to that. But I just finished the book, A Flicker in the Dark, by Stacey Willingham. Oh my God. I loved it. I really, really loved it. I won't say too much because if I say anything, like I'll spoil it. But it was super twisty, super not what I expected, and I loved it. I thought it was a really well-written book, and it was, it took me a long time to get through. Like, I don't know why, because it wasn't that long of a book, but it just took me a really long time to finish it. But it was really good. Honestly, spooky. Like when I would read it at night, I had like nightmares. Like one of the nights I was like scared. It's kind of spooky to read at night, but it's really good. Essentially, it's about like a serial killer's daughter. And on the 20th anniversary of her dad's killings, girls start going missing again. And she like tries to figure out what is going on. So that's what the whole story is. And it's a really, really good story. I really love it. And it was just a super good book. So if you guys are looking for a good book, I definitely recommend that. And also let me know what books you guys are reading as of lately. I feel like I don't really know what I want to be reading right now. I'm finishing this one book. It's called The Pegan Diet. And it's just about like health and fitness and stuff. So I'm just going to breeze through that. I have so many like unread books in my Kindle. Like I have A Good Girl's Guide to Murder, which I know a lot of people have said good things about. I have the family upstairs. I think that's what it's called on my Kindle. So I'm probably going to knock those two out before I purchase any new ones. But I definitely want to read like Hotel Nantucket. What else did I want to read? There's a book that's like loosely based off the Kennedys that I wanted to read, but I forget what it's called. Anyway, just let me know what books you guys are reading because I am looking to stock up on some books right now. So let me know. I want to thank you guys again for another amazing week of you guys purchasing and using the manifest planners. It is just so beyond cool to see you guys using the manifest planners. And if you guys follow me on Instagram at @ToriSterling_, you guys will see that I posted a lot of updates about like what I'm working on next with the manifest planners. So what I plan to do next is a September start release of the manifest planners. And I'm also working on student PDFs to add into the manifest planners. I know a lot of people like myself always like fresh starts. And if you're someone like me where you don't feel it, you don't want to like miss a month or anything. I definitely want to release the manifest planner, a 12-month edition of like the current month. So I want to release one for September. And then of course, like October, November, December, all that sort of stuff through the rest of the year. And then it's going to be the same. It just starts in September. So if you have the August start, then you don't need the September start. But I also want to release an undated version of the manifest planner. I just have to like think that through with hyperlinks of an undated version, because with the current manifest planner, like if you clicked like August 8th, like it takes you to that daily spread, but have it be undated, it doesn't. So I think it's just going to have to be like a monthly, weekly, daily thing. And then you guys like on GoodNotes, bookmark your pages and then go from there. And I'll try and hyperlink like as much as possible, but I just have to kind of work that through a little bit further before I release that. And I'm also working on student PDFs to incorporate into your manifest planner. Also, I'm going to have student PDFs just to download without the manifest planner. And then I also want to release a student edition planner of the manifest planner. So all that will be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. It kind of just takes a little bit of time. Like you guys know, it took me a year for the past one, but now that I have like a groove down, it definitely goes a lot faster. So it won't take me as much time, but I want all that stuff to come out. If I can't get the student planner out like for this semester, I'll probably release it for the new year and the new semester, but I'm going to try my best to get student spreads out there for September, but I'll keep you guys updated on that. If not like a whole planner, at least like some spreads. I also just haven't been a student in a couple of years, so I feel like I'm not the best person when it comes to that, but I've been asking like a bunch of the Stride girls down here, like what they all would want in student spreads. And they gave me so many great ideas. So I'm definitely in good hands. That's for sure. But I will work on that and release that as well. But yeah, that's just a couple of things that I'm working on with the manifest planner. If you guys want to purchase manifest planner, I'll have it linked down below. It's a digital edition of the manifest planner and it's an August start. But if you guys want to wait for the September start, that is going to come out. Let me actually look at my calendar. I want that to come out August 26th. So like next Friday is when I'm going to release that. So you guys have like the whole weekend and then a little bit of next week to start planning as well. So yeah, that's what the plan is on that. But thank you guys again for all the support on the manifest planner. Like it's honestly blown me away how much support this planner has. I know you guys really wanted it, but I really did not think as many people would buy this planner as they have. So I'm just so honored and so humbled and so grateful for you guys. So on Etsy, it actually says popular now, which is like so cool to see that from my product. So yeah, I just love that. Anyway, thank you guys for all the support of the Manifest Planner. It's linked down below in the show notes and it's on my Instagram if you guys want to look into it. I also want to start uploading like Plan With Me videos on both Instagram and YouTube. Let me know if you guys would be interested in that. I honestly don't know my place on YouTube anymore. I just feel like I'm definitely not an influencer with like daily vlogs. And I don't know, like I just have no idea. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going through this. Like I was listening to Kenzie's podcast the other week and she said that she was feeling uninspired. Brooke yesterday posted a Q&A and she said she was like confused about YouTube and like what she wanted to post and stuff. So I kind of feel like maybe it's just like in the air of the YouTube world right now. But I don't know. Anyway, moving on. I cannot believe that summer is winding down. Like, it's just so crazy to me because I feel like we just entered summer. Like I was just here making videos being like, I'm so glad summer has finally arrived. Like, I feel like my best self. And now, like, I'm having a farewell dinner tonight for the Stride girls because they're all leaving. And it's just so crazy. Like, summer really is winding down and kids are going back to school and preseason starting and kids are going back to college and like people are starting jobs. And I'm like, wow, like it's just crazy. Another summer has passed. And I want to do an episode. This was also a request and I thought it was a really good one. To do an episode kind of about like summertime sadness and the whole concept of like, did I do enough this summer? I feel like once the summer ends, we tend to think like, did I do as much as I could have this summer? Did I seize the day? Did I do, you know, a bunch of stuff this summer? Especially because like, maybe this is a new trend, but now like at the end of months, people always do like August dump and stuff like that. And it's like their highlight reel of the whole month. You know what I mean? But it's also like, we only see people's highlight reel, but what did they actually do day to day? Anyway, that's an entire episode that I want to get into about the comparison of summers and how we always have this like feeling that we're supposed to like do so much every single day, but that's not how it has to be if you don't want it to be like that. Anyway, I'll do a whole episode on that because I think it's a really great topic. And I also want to do an entire episode about post-grad life. Even though I haven't graduated college, I did graduate high school. And I have been out of school for the last 5 years, 6 years, 6 years I've been out of school. So I know what it's like to not go back in the fall. And I think that's like such a foreign feeling to so many people. And I've never done like a proper post-grad episode because I definitely don't have like a normal post-grad life, but I do have a job, you know, like Stride, YouTube. Well, not really YouTube, but like Stride, podcasting, now planners, like those are jobs. So I do have jobs and I don't go to school. So that's post-grad if you ask me because I am graduated. So I definitely want to do an episode about post-grad and stuff like that. So if you guys are interested in either of those topics, head over to my Instagram and I'll probably do Q&As for both of them. So I can get you guys involved in the episodes. I love when you guys ask questions and I feel like it's just like such a great way to be interactive. And I just love hearing your insight on the topics that we talk about on Manifest. So yeah, today I have a really great topic that I'm excited to talk about. It's how to start a consistent workout routine and then also how to continue being consistent in that workout routine. So let's get into it. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So, how to start a consistent workout routine. I feel like it's important to note that the answer to how to start a consistent workout routine is quite literally in the title, and that is consistency. Is what you're doing something that you can do every single day? A great quote that I got from Nick Baer that he got from his running coach, Jeff Cunningham, is, "It's better to be consistently good than exceptionally great." And I know I've said this on this podcast before, but it really is a great quote. So I'm going to say it again. It's better to be consistently good than exceptionally great. What this means, and let's break it down into the terms of a consistent workout routine. Yes, it's definitely great to go out and run 10 miles one day a week. Like, there's no denying that. Like, that's an exceptionally great workout, dependent on your scale. For me, that would be an exceptionally great workout. And I think for most of us listening, that would be an exceptionally great workout. But what if you can consistently run 1 mile every day? I would say 10 miles is exceptionally good, and 1 mile every day is consistently good. And what would you rather? Yes, it's great to PR your lift one day a week, but what if you can progressively overload a few times a week? Obviously, it's exceptionally great to PR once a week, but it's consistently good to progressively overload a couple times a week. Yes, it's great to play tennis 4 hours a day, But what if you can play for 30 minutes a day? Sorry, what if you can play for 30 minutes five times a week? It's exceptionally great to play tennis for 4 hours a day, but consistently good to play for 30 minutes five times a week. Consistency also doesn't need to mean every single day. It can mean 4 days a week. It can mean 3 days a week. It can mean 6 days a week. It can mean 7 days a week. But it's consistent to you, and that sliding scale is a very personal one. And you, like, I can't sit here and tell you that, like, to be consistently good at something, you have to do it every single day, because for some people, that's just simply unrealistic and unattainable. And I think that comes back to the whole theme of, would you rather be consistently good or exceptionally great? I would personally be consistently good. That's what I would rather have. And I think that's sustainable. The root of a consistent workout routine is having it be sustainable. If you're saying you're going to do it, you are going to do it no matter what. And that is what consistency comes down to. It's the factor of discipline over motivation. We're going to come back to that in a little bit, but I just want to put a pin in that for right now. So here's how you get a consistent workout routine, one that you can do either every day, 4 times a week, 3 days a week, whatever works best for you and your lifestyle. My first tip is to schedule your workouts like an appointment. It truly becomes a non-negotiable. Now, this can allow for flexibility. Like, for example, I said this in the beginning of the episode, but I am like a literal sloth today. It's definitely because my hormones, which I think I want to do a whole episode about, like, going off birth control. The birth control pill is what I had, and just being like natural with my body and in sync with my body, and learning hormones and how they affect everything. It's been so wild. And like, I know what phase I'm in today. I know what day of my cycle I'm in today. And I know why I feel like this today. And it's been really empowering to know that. So I kind of want to do an episode about it, but I want to bring on an expert. So I'm looking for the right guest to bring on. Anyway, I digress. A consistent workout routine can allow for flexibility, meaning like today I feel like a literal sloth. I am so tired and there's nothing that I want to do more today than watch Love Island. And that in and of itself is a whole episode. I could talk about Love Island for like, I could teach a college course on it at this point. I just want to talk about it so bad, but I'm not going to bore you with the details. I'll save that for another day. But today, for example, is the day for discipline. It's the time where I blocked off 1 hour today to do a workout, and I'm going to do a workout today because I don't have the motivation, but I do have the discipline to do it because I know that afterwards I'm going to feel better. So let's get into like the planning of this and how I like to go about this. This will probably come to a surprise to no one, but to plan, I use the Manifest Planner, and I have that in the show notes if you guys want to pick up a copy of the Manifest Planner for yourself. It's a digital download. And in the weekly intentions of the Manifest Planner, I have an entire section to schedule out your movements for the week. And I put that in there so that you can have like a loose understanding of what you want to do that week. Then the next day is your time block day. So what I like to do exactly to a T is I like to plan, okay, on Monday, I'm going to do this. On Tuesday, I'm going to do this. Wednesday is this, et cetera, et cetera. So let's say, for example, Monday, it's a walk. Tuesday, it's Pilates. Wednesday, it's spin. Thursday, I'm going to take the day off. Friday, it's a box and strength class. Saturday, it's the day off. And Sunday, I'm going to go for a walk. Once I've determined that on my weekly intentions page, I'll then go over to my time block. You could also do this in a Google calendar or any calendar. Go over to my time block and I'm going to look at my schedule, see what time I have appointments, what times I have to go to work, all the stuff that we have commitments to. And mind you, those are all commitments to other things, to other people. A workout is a commitment to yourself and to have time just for yourself every single day. So make sure you find time for this. And I like to go in and I time block 1 hour of my day every day that I have a workout planned, which for this example, it's 5 days. And I will time block 1 hour, and that becomes a non-negotiable. That 1 hour that I then put on my calendar is now just as important to me as a phone call or a meeting or going into work or going to a doctor's appointment. We are always so easy to drop our own appointments with ourselves, but keep the obligations that we make to others. But what about the obligations that we make to ourselves? You can allow for flexibility in that schedule. For example, like if today I had an intense like lift on my calendar. And it was like, okay, from 7 to 8 today, I'm going to go to the gym and PR my deadlift and I'm going to like crush it. And then I wake up at 6 today and it's raining outside. I'm like beyond exhausted. My energy has not come back. Like I still have that time mapped out for me to go do a workout. So maybe I'll replace it with a gentle movement. Maybe I'll go do yoga instead. Or maybe I'll go do Pilates or a walk or something instead. But the best way to do this is to plan out what you want to do and then time block that time off in your schedule. And that really does become a non-negotiable. You show up because it's the discipline. It's once you lose the motivation, what do you do? Because inevitably, you're going to lose the motivation. We love to be motivated on Sunday nights when we plan out our weeks and say, I'm going to do this week and I'm going to do this and this and this. And then Monday, Tuesday, we feel on top of the world. Wednesday, it starts to like teeter off a little bit, right? And then Thursday hits and you're like, oh my God, I'm literally like so tired. I don't want to do anything. Totally normal. But that's when the discipline comes in. Again, we're going to come back to that in a little bit and just the benefits of working out and why it's so good for you to do every day, even on the days that you don't want to do it. But it really does come down to the discipline of how bad do you want to feel good. And I love that. Another suggestion that I have when it comes to scheduling your workouts is to try different times of the day and see what works best for you. Andrew Huberman from Huberman Labs podcast actually just made, if I don't know if he just made this episode, but I saw it on YouTube and it was like, scientific facts or something about, I don't know, I'll link it below. It was really good. But he talks about why working out in the morning is more beneficial than working out at night. And I used to work out at night. Like when I was in high school, I worked out after school. When I was in college, I worked out like middle of the day. When I used to spin, I really like to spin at night rather than in the mornings. But recently, I'd say within the past like year and a half to 2 years, I really switched over to working out more in the mornings, like early to mid morning. I just prefer it a little bit more. I tend to feel really stressed out in the mornings and doing a workout really calms my mind and calms my anxiety. So it feels really good. And it's just amazing for me. So what I recommend here is to try out different times of the day that work best for you. Like if you know that you are not a morning person and like if you plan to work out in the mornings, but you just can't get up, like you can't turn off your alarm, you constantly snooze it and you're missing your morning workouts every single day and you're starting your day feeling like a failure, maybe don't do a morning workout. Put it towards the middle of the day or wake up, work a little bit and then take a midday break and then go to the gym during that or go for a walk in the middle of the day. I love doing that. It feels like amazing. I tend to just like, if I don't work out first thing in the morning, I will find like every excuse in the book to just keep pushing it off and pushing it off for the rest of the day. And then I normally like don't go at night because at night I'm just like exhausted from the day. You also get decision fatigue, which is something that I've really been like trying to limit lately. Like I've tried to limit as many decisions every day as I can. Because we make like what I think it was 35,000 decisions a day. It's just so much. And I really try and limit that. But by the end of the day, I'm just like exhausted. I don't want to decide what I have to do. I don't want to do anything that's like disciplined. I literally just want to like cook dinner and chill out and like watch Love Island. And like, that's my night. So I really try to work out for me in the mornings. But for you, you and I are not the same. So you need to figure out what time of day works best for you. And the best way to do that is just to experiment. Try different days of the week and different times of the day and see like, oh, well, this time works really well for me. This time doesn't. Things like that. And you'll eventually realize what works best for you time-wise and what doesn't time-wise. So the point that I'm getting at here is that you can be flexible in your plan of when to work out. But I think scheduling to work out is so key because it really does keep you on schedule and disciplined every single day. So definitely find time to time block your workouts into your day-to-day plan.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing 2-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
At the very least, you deserve to honor the commitment that you've made to yourself. And trust me, it's not always easy to show up on days that you're just exhausted and you don't want to. It's not always easy to work out on the rainy days or the tired days. It's not. But if it was easy, everyone would do it. So part of consistency is being disciplined and showing up in that moment when it's literally the last thing you want to do. And I'm sure we've all seen that before, like on Instagram, when people are like, I didn't want to be here today, but here I am, and I'm so glad I did because I feel so much better. It happens all the time, and it happens to all of us, I promise. So let's take it back a notch. Where do you even begin? Working out can be beyond intimidating, especially if you're just getting back into the swing of it, to begin with. Maybe you feel like you kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, or you just don't know what to do. I've been there for all of these. Like, I remember, like right after COVID, I feel like I like really like didn't work out much. And then I was kind of like starting to get back into the swing of it. And I was just like, I felt so intimidated and so behind. And I was like, I don't even like know where to begin anymore. And that's such a common feeling. So this is for you. The number one thing that you need to do to create a consistent workout routine, or even begin a consistent workout routine, is find what you like. I know we hear this over and over and over and over again, but it's true. You won't do something every day if you hate it. And why should you? But you will do something every day if you like it. And look, there is so much information out there of, oh, the best kind of workouts to do are strength training. The best kind of workouts to do are yoga. The best kind of workouts to do for this is that. And like, we hear so much every single day of do this, not that. Focus on this, not that. And it's so overwhelming to hear that every single day. So I highly encourage you to block out the noise. At the end of the day, working out is working out. Movement is movement. No matter how you slice it, not all two workouts are created the same. However, movement at the end of the day is a good thing, and it's going to be beneficial for everyone involved, regardless of what you're doing. So find what you like. Working out should be one of the best times of your day because it's time for like literally just you. You can't work while you're working out. You can't have drama while you're working out. There are no thoughts in your head other than the task at hand, which is working out. So it's the perfect time to just simply enjoy the workout. It's also a really great way to clear your mind and get out of your head. It's just an amazing space for mental clarity. A lot of people think of working out almost as like therapy. It's really time for just yourself. So learn to really enjoy that time. Restructure working out as something that you look forward to and not something that you dread, something that you have to do, or something that you're, my least favorite thing that I hear people say is that they're punishing themselves, or something that they've done when it comes to like, oh, you ate too much, or you made poor decisions last night, or whatever, like I need to go work out in the gym and burn this all off. That mentality is one that we are leaving behind. We are not bringing that forward into today or tomorrow or any other day for that matter. We are leaving that behind. Working out is not a punishment. It's not something to dread. It's something that should be celebrated. It's something that we are doing that is so amazing for our, not only our minds, but also not only for our bodies, but also for our minds. Like, it is something just so amazing. It's your time to be completely selfish and at peace with the moment every single day. And like, how beautiful is that? If you feel like you've tried a ton of workouts before and you don't like any, I highly encourage you to try again and then again and again. A few years ago, if you tried weightlifting and you hated it, maybe now you're going to love it. Maybe at the time, like, you went to the wrong gym. Maybe it was just a weird day. Maybe there was a personal trainer there that you didn't like. Maybe you didn't know what to do in the gym. Maybe you just weren't feeling yourself that day. Like, there's a million reasons why something doesn't go right, but that doesn't mean you write it off forever. Like, try it again and try it again and try it again and see if you like it again another time. For let's say like a workout class, like if you go to a workout class and you didn't like it, maybe you just didn't like the instructor, or maybe the studio wasn't right for you, or maybe you didn't like who you went with. Like, there are so many reasons why things don't always work out the first time. So you can always try again and again and again. And I highly encourage you to try again. Our interests also change throughout the years. Like right now, I'm not at all weightlifting, but a couple of years ago, I was. And like even 6 months ago, I was like, I don't think I'm going to weightlift again for a while. But like recently, the weightlifting bug is like kind of slowly creeping up on me. And I kind of want to get back into it again. So I'm probably going to start that once again in the fall. But what I'm saying is that our interests change and you might love something that you once hated. So try it again. And then once you find what you like, start doing it 4 times a week. Block out the days on your calendar. A really good schedule to start with is do Monday, Tuesday on, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday on, Saturday, Sunday off. So then you have a day in the middle of the week to rest and you have your weekends off. And it's just a really great way to start incorporating movements. Now, earlier when I gave like an example of like a workout routine, I said walk, Pilates, spin, box, strength class, and then walk. That sounds like super annoying of me to give that example because it's like a different workout every single day. That's annoying. I personally just like a bunch of different workouts. And like, I'm someone that I'm a creature of habit and I like routine, but I also like flexibility within my routine. That's kind of what I was getting at earlier when I was like, you know, if I have 7 to 8 blocked off every single morning to go work out, if one morning I'm feeling Pilates, like I'll wake up and do Pilates. And then if another morning I'm feeling like an intense workout, like I'll go do something a bit more intense. That's kind of what I mean. But I also just like working out and I'm a little biased because I own a studio and I like all of the workouts that we offer at the studio. So I'll do like any of those that we offer. But like if I didn't belong to a gym or I just wanted to do one workout every single day, like I would just block off the time. Like let's say it's yoga every single day. So every single morning on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 to 8, I'm going to do yoga every single morning. Once you find what you like, just get in the habit of doing it and continuously show up to doing that workout. That is where the consistency comes in. When the motivation wears off, the discipline is there, it becomes the habit. It becomes the routine of showing up. It really is just like one of the best times of the day and you should be looking forward to it. I also want you guys to like romanticize these workouts. Make a fitness Instagram to keep you going and keep you accountable. It really does like hold you to your promises that you make to yourself, even if no one follows the page. Like even if the only thing you want to do is like make little cute TikToks or reels like of your workouts. Like I think that's so fun. Like get a cute outfit and like really romanticize your workouts. The night before, queue up a podcast that you can't wait to listen to or watch a show on the treadmill that you're really excited about. Lay out a really cute outfit to wear the night before. Make a really killer playlist to listen to while you work out. Make really tasty overnight oats so that they're waiting for you when you come back. Have lemons in the morning for lemon water. Make a green juice before you go. Like really romanticize these workouts. It should be really fun. So like jazz it up and like who cares if you're doing too much for a workout? It's literally your best part of your day. It's an hour to be completely selfish all to yourself. And if you want to wear a cute outfit while you do it, like wear a cute outfit while you do it. If you want to make a TikTok while you do it, like make a TikTok while you do it. It's like, it's so funny how, you know, whenever we see, like, it's so easy to like be on like TikTok and like see people recording themselves in a gym and be like, ugh. Like, glad that's not me. But it's like, you know what? They're the ones that are in the gym doing the damn thing and I'm on my bed watching them. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, they're the ones that are there doing the workout. So romanticize your workouts no matter what it takes. And who cares if people call you cringe for posting your workouts or your cute workout outfits or like your morning routine that you do before your workout? Like, literally, who cares? Because you're the one that's actually getting the workout done and feeling better because of it. Another thing that I want to mention is that you never regret a workout. This is so cheesy to say, and I know that, but it's true, and we also know that. Last Friday, for example, I talked about this a little bit last week, but like I was beyond stressed and overbooked. I had a workout planned at 9:30, and I wanted to skip this workout so bad. Like you guys have no idea. I literally was like, I want to skip this workout so bad just because I had so much to do that day. I felt beyond behind in work, incredibly stressed, incredibly overwhelmed. And I just didn't want to drive. Like I was just burnt out from driving. I didn't want to do it, but I went because of a couple reasons. Number one, I posted on Instagram that I was going to go to this workout. So I wanted to go. Number two, I was excited to see the people that were in the workout class. And number three, I knew I would feel better afterwards. So I put on a cute outfit and I went to the workout. And thank God I did, because I felt so much better after this workout. Number one, I got everything done in the day that I was supposed to get done. I was stressed over, you know, valid reasons, but everything that had to get done that day still got done, and I had time to work out. Number two, my head was just so much more clear after this workout that I was able to tackle my to-do list more clearly. I was able to think more clearly, and I just was in a better mood all around. Which brought me to number three, was that I was in a better mood all around. And that day there was one phone call that was like really challenging me that day. And I think if I didn't work out, I definitely would not have like kept my cool on the phone call. So thank God for that. And number four, it just feels so damn good to sweat. Like, I love sweating. I think it feels really good. And it just felt so good that day. The day that I needed it most, the days that you need it most tend to be the days that we resist it the most. And boy, was I resisting it last Friday, but thank God I went. I had an amazing workout. I felt amazing after. I had such a great time. And I was just really glad that I did it. Also, it's keeping a promise to yourself, and keeping promises to yourself is such a good feeling. And that made me really proud of myself. I did something good for me to start my day when I woke up. Oh my God. Sometimes I like read what I write down in my notes, and then I'm like, literally, what am I saying? And that just happened to me. It was like an out of body experience, which I used to say outer body, like outer space, but it's out of body. I've now learned. Anyway, moving on. I'm just going to skip that. Overtime. So over time, going for a workout will become a habit, and even something that you crave. When you skip out on a workout, you will notice that your mood like totally shifts, your productivity totally shifts, and your day goes from being a completely like different day entirely. Like you march to the beat of an entirely different drum. Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say. Anyway. It really is something that you will start to rely on so much when it comes to working out. Like, I feel like you sleep so much better. It honestly feels like sleep. Like, when you really start to rely on your workouts, you get energy, you get clarity, you get motivation. Like, it's the domino effect that I was talking about last week. Like, one good thing bleeds into every avenue of your life, and you really will start to crave working out. And this happens so much sooner than you think. Like, I think people think like, oh, it's going to take me like months to feel like this. Mm-mm. It really only takes like 2 weeks, like a week to 2 weeks of consistent workouts. And before you know it, you're really going to start craving it and needing the endorphins that come from it, the energy that comes from it, the mental clarity that comes from it. Working out is just so beyond beneficial for so many reasons. And it's much easier to stay in the grind of it than it is to fall off the wagon and then get back into it. So how to stay consistent and start a consistent workout routine is in the title itself. It comes down to consistency. Let's just sum it up really quick. Number one, you have to find a workout that you like. If you are not doing something that you don't like, you're not going to do it. So try a million things until you find something that you like. It could be walking. It could be playing tennis. It could be Pilates, yoga, spin. It could be weightlifting. It could be CrossFit. It could be powerlifting. It could be swimming. There are so many things out there that you need to figure out what you like. Once you figure out what you like, try out different times of the day. See what time works best for you. Are you more of a morning person, an afternoon person, a night person? There's no wrong answer here. Figure out what time of the day works best for you. Number three, schedule that workout and that time of the day at least 4 days a week, every single day. And that is now a non-negotiable, and you are not skipping it. It's as important as a doctor's appointment. It's as important as going to work. It's something that you will not skip because you are doing it every single day. It's not even about motivation at that point. It's about the discipline. It's about the fact that if you want something good in your life, you have to do something to get there. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. So you are the exception, and you can do this. So you're going to do it 4 days a week at the times you say you are, because you're a disciplined person. And then number four is romanticize it. Have fun with this. Make this something that you crave, that you enjoy, that you look forward to. Working out is not a punishment. It's not a chore. It's not something to dread. It's something to look forward to. It's you time. It's selfish time. It's undevoted time to yourself every single day. And how amazing is that? So really treat this with amazing energy going into it. Have fun, romanticize it, post about it, drink your water, get a cute outfit, make a killer playlist, cue up a podcast, have a show ready to watch. Anything that works for you to get you through the workout, do it. And then the fifth thing is be proud of yourself when you're done. Reward yourself by saying, I'm so happy that I did that. And you will be amazed at how quickly you start to crave this and how it becomes a habit to you and part of your routine. You are going to love this. And you can do this. I know you can. 5 steps to start a consistent workout routine. Guys, I hope this was helpful for you. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave a 5-star review wherever you guys are listening, especially on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would definitely appreciate it if you guys would leave a review. If you guys are watching on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and leave a comment of what your favorite kind of workout is and any tips you guys have to start a consistent workout routine as well. I would love to hear them. Guys, I hope you have an amazing Monday. Happy Manifest Monday. And I'll talk to you guys all next week. And have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.